Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we are here to recap Survivor Episode 7. Little change up this week. We heard your comments. We have talked about it amongst ourselves. We're going to try something this week where this episode, the Survivor recap, is just going to be Survivor. If you came here for the three topics that we're covering every week, we're still doing that. That will be a separate episode. So we're going to separate it. And I will say this. This week's episode of Survivor, it has definitely warranted its own video. I think its own episode. Would you agree?
For sure. It was absolute chaos. I was jumping off my couch tonight.
Yeah, it was a very, very good episode. Kept us right on our feet the whole time. So without further ado, let's dive into it. To start it off, we open the show with Erica and Jeff. Erica explains this twist to the entire cast, and you can imagine that response. Obviously, Danny, Deshaun, all those guys, they were very upset.
Yeah.
They could not believe that they had just killed themselves for basically a feast and immunity, and it was now gone. And I want to jump around a little bit, because after the immunity challenge, Danny was very upset.
Yeah.
You know, he kept his emotions in check, but he basically said, hey, you know, we were promised a feast and immunity. We worked our asses off. We got it. And here we are eligible to go home.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I really agree with him. I understand that in a game like Survivor, Big Brother, there are going to be twists. There are going to be advantages. There are going to be disadvantages. But I will say, if you really break down what this advantage meant to, you know, Erica and the rest of the tribe, essentially whoever lost that competition from the beginning was the winner. Because there was no way Nasir or Erica, whoever had gotten picked by the winning tribe, wasn't going to go to the island and choose to keep themselves safe. So the minute that they won, they actually lost.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I don't know. I didn't love it. I really don't love rewarding a team for losing.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway on that whole situation? I saw some comments online. Some people definitely agree with me, although I think some people are like, hey man, that's, they can do whatever they want.
So I understand the aspect that people mention when they say, you know, it's Survivor, it's Big Brother. You got to be ready for these twists, expect the unexpected, right? But what I don't like is when twists go into the game and essentially are like handing somebody another week of unearned safety. Like these games, there's a social aspect to Survivor. There's a competitive aspect to Survivor, much like Big Brother. And what I don't like is when you hand somebody that is not doing well in the game a freebie, and now at the expense of somebody else who is doing well, they could go home. And so for me, I think the argument kind of gets thrown out the window when somebody's like, oh, well, it's part of the game. If they were playing that well, they would have been okay. But it's like, well, no, not really, because they were playing that well. And then all of a sudden, through all like the chaos that ensued in this episode, it was on somebody else's downfall. But it all stemmed from this handout that was given to Erica when obviously Erica wasn't playing that great of a game, or she wouldn't have been on the island.
Right.
Like, granted, they picked the two rocks, so it was unfortunate, but she could have got picked if she was playing a great social. If it was Sid and Nasir sitting there and they both picked the gray stones and Danny's and Deshaun's team won, who do you think they were picking, Nasir or Sid?
Probably Nasir still, right?
Because I think it would have been Sid.
Well, they only kept Nasir because of the whole ideology, which was they're sending all the men home.
Yeah.
So I think they would have went with Nasir, not because they're loyal to him, but because he's a guy, you know?
Okay.
But
all right, maybe then.
But either way, again, it's like you guys kicked butt and ultimately you're being punished for it. Yeah, you got a meal out of it, but I think we can kind of round that whole out by letting you got that whole segment out by saying, listen, we've both played reality TV. You know, I actually just passed on a show, a new competition show, huge network, really cool idea. It's a new show. I passed on it today because we went back to them. I wanted to know more of the production side of it. What was going to be the theme of the show? I understood the competitions, but what the theme was, and they were like, we're not going to tell you. You just got to go out there, and it is what it is. And the reason that deterred me is because, you know, I take pride in the way I'm, you know, portrayed on television. I have control of that now, and I didn't like the idea of knowing that this production company, this network, they were ultimately going to edit the show in a way that was advantageous to them, even if it was at my expense.
Right.
And I say that because Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, they're no different. They are going to make the show as interesting as they can. And I think their rationale behind this was, hey, we want to give the underdogs a shot. You know, this one tribe just kicked their butts. We want to try to flip the script. Whoever goes to the Exile Island probably is on the outs. This is an opportunity for them to get back in the game. And we want everyone to have the chance of winning. We don't want it to be predictable. So I think that's why they did it, even though I disagree with it, not only as someone who watches the show, but definitely as a competitor. If I were on the show and this happened, I would have been just as pissed as Danny. And you got to think about it. Danny is conditioned as an athlete, as a professional athlete. If I work harder than you, if I outplay you, I'm going to get the trophy. And so this is a real reality check for him where he's like, man, this reality TV stuff is no joke. They will literally let you win that trophy and then take it off your hands and give it to the loser. They will do that if it's better for the show.
That is a metaphor, or maybe not a metaphor, as to this whole trophy, this trophy generation that now is going to be watching Survivor, maybe, because these day and age, everybody gets a trophy. Oh, participation trophy. Well done. You're playing Survivor. Here you go. A whole week of safety.
Maybe if I lose, bullshit. I win.
I hate it. I don't like it. And I didn't like this twist. I wish it was something that she had to she had to go, what she had to do. Like, even
like
if
win
it was,
a competition.
It's not even that. I would have been more okay if she had to at least truck up and down and do something and solve a puzzle.
I like that.
To be on this island, but now you have to earn this advantage. We'll tell you what the advantage is afterwards.
Yeah, you got to truck up all these logs like they've done on past season Survivor. You got 100 logs here. You have 1 hour to get them from point A to point B. If you want that advantage, you got to earn it.
I agree with that.
I would
have been cool with that. But they literally were like, ooh, you're the bottom of the barrel. You got picked. Here's your trophy for being literally the outcast in your tribe and getting sent to the Exile Island. I didn't like it. I agree with your take. And it's frustrating.
It was tough.
I would be pissed off if I was Danny, Deshaun, Nasir, Sid, even Ricard, everybody that was in. Well, no, Ricard won the immunity, so
that's
Evie,
right.
Sid, Danny, Deshaun, they all should be pissed. They all should be pissed.
Yeah,
that now they're dealing with.
It was a tough one, and you know, listen, when you're out there, the game goes on. So, as you said, they got a competition to play, and eligible for that immunity is who? Danny, Deshaun, Evie, Sydney, and Ricard.
Yep.
Did I nail it?
Nailed it, bro.
Walk us through that comp. I got to tell you, my abs are hurting right now from just watching that segment. I was eating my bag of cookies going, this looks hard. Damn, that's difficult. That's difficult. Sucks to be them. Grab another cookie.
It was, boom. Throw that into the gut. I loved Survivor. I feel like this is a recurring theme for me. These competitions, I'm sitting there being like, wow.
Awesome.
Whoever thought of this, it's like, you know what? Let's have a thing where they got to untie this knot. They got to drop their pieces. They got to build up the pieces. And then it got to really be difficult and put a flag into a hole. But let's make them do it with their feet. Yes.
Yep.
And so this competition was insane. They had to untie a rope with their feet, drop the blocks and the pieces down. Then they could remove the pieces with their hands, put them in their box. But then from their box, they had to pick them up with their feet and place them on this, a circular kind of platform and build three levels up with their blocks, only using their feet. And then when they're done building the three levels up, which was definitely very difficult because you're engaging your core, you're dehydrated, so your body's probably shaking as you're doing it.
Then
they have to grab a flag. Yeah, baking in the sun. You're sitting on a beach all day. You're eating maybe rice, maybe. Not like they have a little bit of water. And then they have to drop a flag into this tiny little hole the size of this with their feet. And the hole is inside the top layer of blocks. So you most likely are going to be hitting your blocks. If you can't engage your core enough, you can't lift your legs and hold them up to have control enough to place this flag with your toes. It was a wild competition. And I got to tell you, I have a ton of respect for all of them that competed because it was neck and neck between Evie, Sid, Ricard, and Deshaun. Four of the five were killing it. Killing it. And I see her struggled a little bit. And Danny struggled a little bit, but Danny's just a bigger stature guy. I can't imagine that.
Nasir got that dad bod like me, man. That gut got in the way. He couldn't crunch. I mean, listen, I feel him.
Hey, it was a crazy competition. I was super impressed by everybody. Evie ends up kind of hurting herself. knocking down her blocks at the top as she was trying to put the flag in, opened the door up for Sid and Ricard. And I'll tell you what, I bet Sydney is probably a little bit pissed, a little She's bit extra pissed now. Hindsight 2020.
She was watching that episode tonight going, ooh, you know.
You were talking a little bit earlier about Sydney. Yeah, and we're going to. That she left.
Yeah,
you we were talking about that.
No, I didn't like the way she left, you know, the exit interview at the end. And I'm going to give her a little tough laugh at the end. But yeah, our boy Ricard there pulls out the dub, right?
I mean, it was super impressive. It was super impressive. He was super composed. He noticed that Sid was right there with him, and he just stayed very composed, dropped the flag in there, and gets immunity. Super impressive and well-deserved. Well-deserved after everything that they went earned. Through. Well-earned.
Yeah, absolutely. He killed it. And so now all these people who thought they were safe this week are scrambling.
Scrambling.
And now the people who thought they were on the chopping block are strategizing.
Yep.
And so there's some crazy stuff that goes on back right before the tribal. There's a lot that takes place, and we kind of got to go in chronological order. So again, we were talking earlier. You're saying, and I might have missed this, you were saying there was something that indicated maybe Evie said she wanted to go home. Is that
No, the whole tribe circled. It was like Ricard, Deshaun, Danny,
they all wanted
Sid,
Evie.
Yeah, Liana and Shan. They all were like huddled up on the beach and talking about Evie's got to go now.
And they're seeing,
know
they're seeing
what
we're seeing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all think, I mean, I know that you and I talked, I think it was last week or the week before, mm-hmm. like Evie's one of the better players on the island strategically, at least. Yeah. This season's very sloppy strategically. And we're going to get into that in a couple seconds, but Evie is in a group full of people who are not very strategic. She is
very,
and they notice that they know her intelligence, survivor intelligence, is definitely above most of them.
Right.
And so that's why I think they were threatened by her.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. We heard that a little bit. It's just unfortunate that we don't get to like touch on this, because it's like there's only so much they can put in an hour episode, and they can't tell us the whole story. They pretty much give us like the, okay, we're sending Evie home, give one DR, and then we're just going to have to put the pieces together ourselves.
Right.
But after that, I guess they slipped up and said something to Tiffany that allowed them to catch wind. They allowed Tiffany to catch wind of what the plan was going to be. And so Tiffany goes, this is what I'm putting the pieces together based off of when we saw them on the beach to then Xander, Evie, and Tiffany were talking. And Xander pretty much was like, I'm using the idol on you tonight.
Yep.
I was like,
they for time constraints, because the episode was so packed.
Right.
They probably had to cut out the part where she was like, your name's being thrown out there, Evie.
Right.
You're on the block tonight.
Right. So they cut to Xander now with Tiffany and Evie saying, I'm going to be using my idol on you.
Yep. Then and I mean, smart move by him, because he knows he's on the outs. He can see the social dynamics. He knows he's got a very small group. And, you know, you might think keeping the idol for yourself is a good thing because you stay an extra day. But you need other people, especially when it's a game based on voting. You need numbers. And if your numbers are going home, it's almost like you're going home, because you're just delaying the inevitable at that point.
Right.
So he knows that, which kudos to him. And he realizes, if I want to have a chance at winning this game, I need Evie here for a little bit longer.
Right.
And so you have that. And then as I'm sitting here, now everyone's scrambling. You think we're at this point, we're thinking Xander's keeping Evie, right? However, Tiffany then divulges to almost everybody, and then it spreads like, you know, the telephone game. Wait a second. Liana actually has an advantage where she can decide to take the idol or advantage from any player she wants just by asking the right person.
Right.
What do you think of, so Xander goes and tells Danny, right? Then Danny, and it might have been somebody else with Danny as well, but then Danny immediately goes to Liana and tells Liana that they all know. What did you think of the reaction? Because keep in mind, for context, as Danny is telling Liana about this advantage she has, he's telling her to give her a heads up, but I'm pretty certain Liana never told Danny she had this.
No. And I think that came out, it was a lot of information, but so what came out was that, you know, Evie or who else, somebody else. Yeah. Evie, I think, found out about it. Like Evie found out about it and was like, Liana had this that I never even knew about. She was keeping it a secret. Mm-hmm. And so now Danny hears about it. And I think at first, I think at first, Danny's face almost looked like he was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, that's interesting. Yep. And Xander was almost like smiling, like smirking, like, ooh, look what I'm doing. It's so great. Yeah. I'll tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like at all. They had somebody on the inside. They slipped in front of Tiffany. They knew what the plan was. The best way to blindside and really shake things up is to keep it close to your chest, right? When Xander went to Danny, I was like, dude, shut up. You know what's going to happen. You know they're going to throw votes on Evie. Play the idol. All those votes get washed. And now you have a majority of people scrambling. And then you could hammer one of them and blindside them and say, well, we were on the outs anyways. We're on the outs. We might as well blindside you. And I think people mm-hmm. almost can like respect that to a sense. Now it's like utter chaos. It's like Xander's telling the plan to Danny. The plan is getting spread around the entire camp. So now the entire camp knows that, oh, there's an idol going to be played by Xander. The one thing that I was confused by, I was like, why is nobody mentioning Xander's name?
Yeah.
I was like, why is nobody saying this guy is an idol? He says he's going to play it on Evie. Send him home.
Right.
Let's get him out.
The whole season, and this is what I said earlier, we're going to get back to. I think this is the point right here. The season's been very sloppy. Entertaining, but sloppy. I'm not going to end up at the end of the season putting this as one of the top strategic seasons I've ever watched. Just to run down the list real quick, disagree with me if you want. Danny can keep a secret. Deshaun can keep a secret. Erica really can't. Nasir can't. Sydney really couldn't. Ricard can keep a secret. Shan, diarrhea of the mouth. Liana,
worse than anybody.
Liana, not really that great either. She slips up a lot by trusting wrong people. Evie can keep a secret. Tiffany can keep a secret. I mean, I'm sorry. Tiffany is the worst.
And not
the worst.
Secret.
She's the epitome of, she's in the dictionary of not being able to keep a secret. And then Xander, I think he's desperate, but he's not too bad. So overall, there's not a lot of secret stuff going on here. Makes for good TV, but not super impressed as far as the strategic element, being able to keep your cards close to your chest.
Yeah.
Before we get to tribal, what did you think about the conversation with, okay, because now Liana knows that they know.
Yeah.
And Liana's like, I got to try to save some face.
Yeah.
So she goes and has a conversation with Evie and Xander. What did you think of that conversation? I felt bad for her.
I was like, Liana, you are just like, do you think they're stupid? Like, I think she should have known. Okay, maybe Xander, and no disrespect in any way to Xander, but Evie is extremely intelligent, super smart, doesn't seem airheaded like Xander. I feel like he's a little airheaded, and literally called it out. She was like, Liana's literally fishing because she knows what's happening now, and she's trying to see who has the eye. She not only hit the nail on the head, but she smashed him, was like, thank you, because now I'm going to create this plan to blow it up in your face, which would have been great if they didn't tell everybody exactly what they planned on doing, which is why it drove me nuts. But I'm like, Liana, who do you think you're playing? And then, I don't know, did you see Liana's DR after that? She was like, and Xander, with this smug smirk on his face, thinks blah, 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 and I can't wait to show him this. And I'm like,
they did her dirty. They did her dirty.
You are off.
Let me throw a theory at you. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. We just talked about production,
right?
Doing you dirty to make you look bad. They will make you look like an idiot for the sake of the show.
Right.
Is it possible? Because Liana's very smart.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to believe that Liana, after knowing that they know about her advantage, would go to them and say, okay, so who are you using on? Because even she said to Evie, like, okay, I just want to make sure. He's using it on you, but he's not giving it to you, right? Like, remember they had that all in there? Is it possible?
I was like,
that conversation happened before Danny told her that they knew.
You think her DR?
I think, I don't know about the DR, but definitely I'm thinking that that conversation where she went to them fishing might have happened before Danny exposed to her that, by the way, they know you have an advantage. You get what I'm saying there? Like, that conversation.
Well, no, because she went to them asking about who is going to be using, like, oh, but you're saying that conversation happened, but like, I don't know, because it was all such a big cluster that I feel like when
you think she would still go ask them that even after knowing that they know she's got the advantage to take one of the idols. And she's like,
sure. I don't think Liana's the greatest strategic player.
Okay. All right. Way down in the comments, guys, I want to hear, do you think Survivor took a little creative liberty there and maybe put it in the show out of order to make it so cringe, because that conversation was super cringe. It was super embarrassing. Or do you think Liana literally felt like she could go to them after that and pressure them as to who was going to have the immunity idol in their hands at Tribunal?
Tribal Council.
Not Tribunal. Tribal. Tribal. Yeah, so don't come for me, please.
This is what I think happened. I think that Liana was having a conversation with Shan because she was freaking out. Remember, yes. They showed the video. They showed the clip with her. Make sure. Oh, I got to read this over. Make sure. Can you read this with me, Shan? Like, is this exactly what the thing is? So I have to find out exactly who had it. That's why chronologically, I don't think they did her dirty. I think that Shan was like, no, you got to go. Like, go and find out who has it, because this is what it means.
You might be right.
And I think Shan is extremely strategic. And Liana is very impressionable. Liana is she is incredible in competitions. She is very intelligent, but that doesn't directly correlate to being very strategic. Well,
she could be overconfident, thinking I can still spin this.
Oh, man. Oh, well, this is my Yasa tribe. Like, we're so tight. They might know that I have this advantage, but I did tell them, I told Tiffany that I had the advantage. I think it was just poor play on her part, and I think it literally just made somebody that is great at the game, who is Evie, I think she's a great player, was like, I know exactly what you're doing.
And they flipped it.
And now I'm going to be able to, we're going to change up who has it. And then they knew that they had them. Because Xander's like touching his waist, and they all know, they've been to Tribal Council, that if now's the time to have immunity idol, if you have an immunity idol or an advantage, now's the time to use it. Comes right before he reads the votes. So Xander, like, doing all this stuff, playing them, I was like, oh my God, he's playing them. I'm literally, this is where I start getting hyped up on the couch. I'm like, oh my God, he's playing them. Oh my God.
Did you, was that like, I thought it was like, Derek, you're just being cocky, but was it not blatantly obvious that like he was selling it too much that he had it?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like when he was pulling it out, being like, yeah, I'm just going to have to use it tonight. I was like, he definitely doesn't have it. It's a fake idol. He gave it away. It's a no brainer. I'd be sitting there as the outside members going, there's no way he has it still. He's being too obvious.
You think that's because we're watching? I felt the same exact way. I was like, oh my God, playing the shit out of him. But you think that's because we have it hindsight 2020? Like, we're watching it Monday morning quarterbacking as it's already happened.
Jeff, I don't know, man. I got the idol, and this is my teammate right here, and I'm just going to have to use it. Yep, I'm just going to have to use it. Here's the clue. Here's the idol. Liana. Idol. Liana, I have it. I love this idol. But you know, I'm going to use it on my friend, so I really hope nobody takes it from me. That would be terrible.
I think it just shows how, because I think Evie came up with this plan. I think it just shows how far ahead
she's a beast.
She is of everybody else, which is why they probably wanted to get her out. And I think they will. They're going to be targeting her very quickly.
She's in trouble. She's in trouble. So they're at Tribal. Are we there?
They're at Tribal.
They sit down. We just kind of went over it. A lot of conversation back and forth.
They're all talking.
Yep, the whispers are coming. You take that over. So, you know, obviously Xander sells it. He's got the idol. He sells it hard. And Liana starts to weigh in. Walk us through that, because that is a moment in and of itself that will be played years to come. Because Liana, braggadocious before the Tribal, she was cocky with her reading of the letter.
Even right there. And when she pulls out her letter and goes, well, Jeff, she has some swag. This letter. And she's like, well, hold on. I can take somebody's idol. And literally goes, oh no, not this idol that I just pulled out of my pants. She was super cocky. And honestly, it made it that much sweeter when he goes, yes, you can have my fake idol. And that's what made me jump off the couch. I was like, oh shit.
Dude, Sandra, even his face. I don't have an idol, but you can have the fake one that I have.
I thought it was great. And her face. Shan right next to her like this.
And they were poor sports about it. They're like, okay, we get it. You don't have to keep rubbing it in. We get it. You got played. You got played. Relax.
You know what made me love Deshaun? Because Deshaun goes, I mean, if this is it for me, that's congratulations to them too. That's incredible. But hold up. And then he grabbed, I think it was like Shan, and got up. And then here goes the chaos. He's erupted. And I think he saved himself.
I think so too. I think he did too. I think he made some good moves. Deshaun is a good player.
Like
you said, a smart guy, doctor. Oh, yeah. I mean, real quick, I talk about how bad the strategy has been this year. I got to give respect where respect is due. Xander, Tiffany to a lesser degree, Evie making the fake idol, giving the clue, planning it out properly, selling it, getting it done, executing a strategy. Nicely done. Yeah. Nicely done. That's how you play Survivor. Deshaun, great credit to him as well.
Yeah.
I will say this. What did you think? Okay, I love the whispers. I love the chaos. But wasn't it, maybe not for most people, but I felt like it was almost too much tonight.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Because we're not privy to all the conversations now. And it's right. like, what is going on? Who flipped who? How did they get to where they are at? You know, it's a lot for me. But I do love the whispers.
They could have blew this wide open. And I'll tell you how they could have blew this wide open, because the brilliant minds that were talking about splitting the vote, I can't remember who said it, we're like, let's split the vote. They literally opened the door for them to send home Deshaun.
Yep.
They had four votes. They had an extra vote. That's five. They could have sent home Deshaun. Instead, yeah. Evie doesn't vote. Deshaun hits the double down. He votes twice, sends out Sydney.
Yeah.
What were we doing there?
No, I mean,
I thought the majority group, they were getting too cute. I was like, you guys are getting too cute and you're going to screw yourself. And as the vote was getting read, I was like, yo, they just screwed Deshaun. And I was about to get pissed off because I love Deshaun. Like, you know, Sid, it would have been Evie. I would have been like, oh man, that's frustrating. Sid, I really don't. It doesn't. She didn't bring anything to the show, I felt. But Deshaun, I was like, dude, I really like Deshaun. And I was like, man, he's going to get burned and it's going to suck. It's going to suck. Yeah. But he didn't.
I mean, listen, I thought they missed an opportunity here. If Xander was playing it so hard that he didn't have he had the idol.
Right.
And then after he said he didn't have the idol, common sense would say, oh, he must have gave it to Evie already. Right. I would have been like, nope, nope. That ain't what happened. He sold it too much. There's no way Evie has the idol. Tiffany's got it. And I would have said, you know what, Xander? Well played. There's your move. Here's mine. We unanimously vote to evict Evie. She's going home.
I would have went, okay, Xander wants to play that.
Or Xander.
I would have been like, everybody, let's flip. I was waiting when the whispering was happening. I was like, ooh, Xander's going to go home. That was my first thought. I was like, oh, yo, they got to flip. Xander just showed he does not have an idol. They're not going to play it at Xander. Let's vote out Xander. Perfect.
Is it possible they thought, well, they want us to all put it on Xander because then Evie's going to use it on him because now we know he doesn't have it. And so they're going to put out the bait. They want us to bite at the bait and go after Xander. They're going to use it on him and send one of us home.
Very possible. And if they could have done that and flip-flopped it all over the place, we should have been like this. You know what? Send home Sydney. Oh, yeah, that's what they did do.
That's what they did do. Let's get to that. So Sydney, she's kind of out on an island. Bad pick by me. I picked her to win the game.
I don't think it was a bad pick. I think she would have went multiple weeks if it wasn't for this.
She was more surviving, which I guess is okay in Survivor, than playing. But she was kind of a floating game. But, you know, they're scrambling. They're doing all their whispering. At the end of it, they decide they're going to vote. And the first thing she does is she's using her shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Which gives her a 1 in 6 chance of being safe for the week. But by doing so, she loses her vote.
Right.
Which is huge when we hear the vote. So she plays her shot in the dark. It's a miss. She's not safe. And now she loses her vote.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the voting. You want to break that down? Because there was some strategy in that as well. You talked about the dividing of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually became a really big deal. Because if Sydney would have had her vote still.
Yep.
We would have had a different outcome possibly.
Deshaun would have won.
Deshaun would have. No.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It would have been tied.
No. Because Deshaun voted twice for Sydney. Sydney got 5. Deshaun had 4. Evie had 3. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I thought Evie and Sydney were tied. I could be wrong.
I think you are right.
I think that Sydney went home with maybe 5 votes.
Yeah, she went home with 5.
So if Sydney had voted, she would have either voted for Deshaun, or if she voted for Evie, it would have been a tie. And on the revote, they probably would have voted out Evie.
They would all win Evie.
Yeah, because now you can only vote for one of those two.
Yeah.
And they can't play an idol. So I think they would have said, oh, we know Evie's available now. She's gone. And Sydney would have stayed. But I don't hate the move by Sydney. She knew she was on the outs. She's like, I don't have an idol. They're probably coming for me. She could hear her name being thrown out there. Tiffany told them her name was being thrown out there.
Well, she literally turned and they were like, vote Sydney. And then they whispered it to Tiffany again. And Tiffany turned to Sydney and goes, they're mentioning your name. She was like, what? I'm voting with you guys. I'll do whatever you say. And it's like, why would you do that, Sid? Like, how are you going to turn to the minority of people in a voting situation? Like, how are you going to the smaller group and saying, I'll vote whichever way you guys want? What do you think? Like, once Nasir peeled off to the other side and Erica was over there and they had like seven people. I was like, hey guys, look around. You have the numbers. Just vote one way. But then they were starting to get pretty, they were starting to get cute and like doing the split vote thing. And that's when I was like, you guys are idiots. You're just going to vote and screw it up for yourself.
Really sloppy gameplay. You know, even Shan was like speaking out loud. She's like, Evie's got the immunity. Evie's got the immunity. And by the way, we didn't mention it, but the little conversation quickly between Evie and Liana was cool too, where Evie's like, all right, I got you. Oh, you said I was safe this week.
Yeah.
Noted. Back to the vote. Sydney gets 5 votes. She goes home. You know, with all that drama, we didn't really have a big player go home. I thought we were going to lose a big player this week.
Yeah.
I thought that's what it was shaping up to. What were your final thoughts on the episode?
I couldn't wait to see how these upcoming weeks play out. And I can't wait to see how people that were in that group of seven, you know, because what people are starting to notice, and Tiffany said it, she was like, okay, Shan is starting to get tight with Liana. What I'm eager to see is when is Ricard going to come to that realization and go, Shan isn't really tight with me like how we were on the tribe. Maybe she's not my person to the end. And Ricard is somebody that will like muster up some stuff, very strategic, very intelligent, and will like start picking people off. So I'm excited
sociable too.
See, very social. I'm excited to see how these upcoming weeks play out.
Is it fair for me to say Evie's in a lot of trouble now that she's exposed? Period. She's kind of out. Doesn't have numbers. Is Ricard going to end up being the best player of the season?
Run it in
your head real quick. I mean, think about it. We were giving him props last week.
Yeah.
For the not giving the thing to Shan.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing. He's kind of slipping into the shadows. But he's good at competitions.
It's perfect.
He's not on anyone's radar immediately. He's not on the bottom. He's in the bigger alliance. Like, where's the flaw right now? Because I wasn't high on him in the beginning. I'm really starting to like his game.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Was not high on him in the beginning. And now I'm starting to like, you know, I picked Shan. I like him over Shan. And I just
you
like,
still
like,
do.
I just like him over Shan because I also like he I don't know. Shan's starting to bother me a little bit. Like the way that she's like kind of like she's always just kind of like there. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of it, and I'm just like,
she's involved in too much.
She's just involved in a lot of stuff. And usually when that happens, it just, I'm kind of like, what is she doing there? Like, what is she doing?
She's going to get cut.
She's going to get
herself. I'm calling
cut.
It now. I'm pulling on what you did on Big Brother. Shan is not winning this season.
I agree with you.
She's not winning this season. Yeah, she's not winning this season. So Sydney goes home next week. They were showing the previews. It looks crazy. It looks like everyone's throwing everyone's name out
Heather,
there.
Poor Heather's name got thrown out.
Poor Heather. I forgot she was on the show.
Yeah.
Poor Heather.
Exactly.
And you know, the end of the show with like they always do with the exit interview. And I have to tell you, they weren't showing Sydney's face at first. So I thought she was almost like being sarcastic when she was like, I'm just glad I get to go home so I never have to see their face. I'm glad I'm not on jury so I never have to see their faces again. And then they cut to her and you can see that she was being serious. Mm-hmm. And she's like, because what I have going on at home is 500 million times better than anything that's going on here. It's like, listen.
And I don't care if that sounds immature. I was like, well, good. Yeah. I'm glad you don't care because it sounds extremely immature.
It's a bad way to go out. Humility. Yeah. You went out there to play a game. You got. I hope that you're watching this back and maybe she's already responded to it. And, you know, you realize you got and you got to be humble and you got to be a good loser and take it on the chin and know you got outplayed. And, you know, as much as you're projecting that you have 500 million things better going on at home, you still came out to play Survivor like everybody else. So
and,
clearly you didn't have that much going on where you couldn't get away.
Yeah. And in 26 days and whatever you're doing right now, you're going to make $1 million.
Yeah.
You had something serious going on. Like, and you went on the show for a reason. So let's just relax.
Survivor's a big deal.
Yeah, let's
it's
just
a life-changing
relax.
Opportunity. So for any future players out there,
don't do it.
Be humble. You know?
Don't
go
be,
in there.
Don't be that person.
Play the best game. Yeah. And be a good sport about it. Because at the end of the day, you didn't do anything to keep yourself there. You were very close to winning the immunity. You didn't go out with class because, again, I'm sure deep down she was watching that segment at home and she was like, oh, my God, why did I say that?
Yeah.
I hope she wasn't.
I don't think so. she you know, she was competing too. She was bitter. She was pissed off. She's probably like, yeah, I don't really care. I'll never talk
maybe,
to these people ever.
Maybe she's going to be watching this going, I don't care about Cody and Derek. Fuck them. You know, whatever.
Oh, I almost dropped out the F-bomb. What?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to. Did I kind of blurted out there. I think, I don't know. I think
no, I didn't say it.
I almost did too. I almost said it. So
I was about to be like, F Cody and Derek. And I was about to drop the card F.
No, no. So that wraps up the week.
Yep.
Bravo. Great week. Survivor, you're delivering. Again, not the best strategy, but sometimes you need a sloppy season. And in my opinion,
there was some cool strategy in this episode.
This is a sloppy season, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it always is this way. The sloppiest seasons with the least strategy make for the most entertainment.
They do, man. That's reality TV. They do. They do. Listen, guys, please sound off in the comments. Let us know what you think. We went over a lot tonight. What do you think about the whole the competition as far as winning it and then technically losing it because of the twist? What did you think of all the chaos going on mid-episode where they're kind of divulging everything? Do you think Liana got a bad edit, or do you think she just was a bad player in the situation? And finally, tell us what you thought of Sydney's comments at the end. Am I going too hard on her? Was it not that bad? Let us know what you think in the comments. We want to hear your thoughts. Cody, final words?
Guys, bell notifications on, subscriptions, or subscribe to the channel. Done. Click them both. Get ready for the next episode that's coming out, because we're going to be following this episode up with our three crazy, crazy topics this week.
Yes.
That we're not going to mention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, we appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.